The choice to live an ordinary life is no longer an option. The choice to live an ordinary life is no longer an option.
Ho, 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 ho. Happy solstice and religious holiday of your choice, ladies, gentlemen, and smizmars. And welcome to the first instalment of Rapier Wit, the official podcast of Au Contraire, the New Zealand National Science Fiction and Fantasy Convention 2010. This is your host, Daphne Lawless, Au Contraire's Minister of Propaganda, broadcasting to you from a secret location thousands of miles beneath the Earth's crust. Well, holy crap. Less than one full calendar year to go until Au Contraire opens. If you haven't got those details burned into your consciousness yet, let me repeat them. August 27th through 29th, Quality Hotel, Cuba Street, Wellington, New Zealand. The perfect lead-off to AussieCon 4, the World Sci-Fi Convention in Melbourne. 2.5 days of whatever it is you call it when you have a whole hotel full of science fiction geeks from all over the world. Some might call it the internet brought to rampaging life. Some might call it a Lovecraftian nightmare. We just call it a damn good time. Visit aucontraire.org.nz for more scandalous details. Alright, if you bright young contrarians out there have read the second progress report, you will know that we have unveiled our guests of honour for Au Contraire 2010. But let's introduce them to you in audio format. Our professional guest of honour is Sean Williams from Australia. Sean's been writing full-time since 1999, 10 years after he wrote his first short story. He's been nominated 30 times for the major Australian awards and has won 10 times. Jack Den described him as one of the hottest writers in the country, a major Australian talent, and added that he cooks a mean curry. For a change of pace, he enjoys DJing any chance he can get. His recent works include the sci-fi trilogy Astropolis and the fantasy trilogy The Broken Land. He's also written standalone sci-fi novels Metal Fatigue and The Resurrected Man. In collaboration with Shane Dix, he's written the Force Heretic trilogy and The Force Unleashed for the Star Wars series, an original space opera series Emergence, Orphans and Geodesica. As well as novels, Sean has had over 70 short stories published in a variety of places around the world and been translated into 5 different languages. For more information, visit seanwilliams.com. But just to prove we're not making it up and Sean is actually coming, here he is now. Sean?
Hi there, I'm Sean Williams and I'm recording this from my study in South Australia, where I write fantasy and science fiction for readers of all ages. Some of my books are space opera novels, some of them are set in the Star Wars universe, and a lot of them take place in a future version of this world, one that looks a lot like Australia, as it happens. Some have sold very well, some not so well, but that happens. I've also written a stack of short stories, the odd poem, and even a sci-fi musical that no one has been crazy enough to stage yet. I'm honoured and very much looking forward to being in Wellington for Au Contraire in 2010. See you there.
Thank you for that, Sean. Our fan guest of honour is Paul Mannering from Christchurch, New Zealand. Paul is co-founder of Broken Sea Audio Productions, guerrilla audio at its finest. Paul is a scriptwriter, voice actor and producer, working with a network of audio fans from around the world to create audio plays to download for free. Their output includes completely original works, audio adaptation of classic films like Logan's Run or Planet of the Apes, and audio fanfic based on shows like Doctor Who, Battlestar Galactica, The X-Files, and The Prisoner, as well as standard audiobooks and re-releases of classic radio plays. Here's Paul to tell you all about it.
Hi, I'm Paul Mannering, co-founder of Broken Sea Audio Productions. We make full-cast audio dramas, which are basically radio plays that we release online. Since 2007, we've done everything from Planet of the Apes to a Doctor Who fan series, and a recent miniseries remake of Escape from New York. I played Weirdo in that one. We also do some great original shows across a range of genres, from sci-fi to fantasy. Like most of the crew, I write, direct, produce, mix audio, and voice act. We have a great team from Christchurch to Seoul, from Texas to England. Lots of really talented people who give a lot of hours each week to make new stuff. I got started in creating sci-fi audio dramas through Darker Projects. I started writing for them back in 2006, then learnt production and started making a sci-fi anthology show called Dark Matter. A lot of fun, and I learned a lot, but there just wasn't enough room for all my ideas, so I started Broken Sea with a crazy Texan called Bill. It's been a rollercoaster ride ever since, and we have a busy 2010 planned. Check us out at BrokenSea.com. and I'll see you at Au Contraire in August.
The scarily talented Paul Mannering there, ladies and gentlemen. But we have one further guest of honour, dear friends, and possibly the most important guest of honour of all. You! That's right, you heard right. Fandom itself is the main guest of honour at Au Contraire 2010. Au Contraire is a celebration of fanish creativity. It doesn't matter what you do, fanfic, costume making, editing music videos, sketching dragons, making CGI models, knitting Daleks, or just even contributing to a discussion on last night's episode of whatever it is you watch. If you do anything besides mindlessly staring at the screen, we are saluting your effort at Au Contraire 2010. And if you don't, hopefully by the end of the convention you will be. Instead of being celebrity focused, we are a celebration of active fandom, the Kiwi tradition of number 8Y DIY creativity. And on the subject of doing it yourself, just a reminder that the deadline for the Au Contraire short story competition is the 31st of January, just over 1 month from now. So if you want to be published in the anthology being produced by Random Static Press and also be in line for fabulous prizes, I suggest you get those word processors warmed up now. Okay, so that's all the time and material we have for right now. Repeating one more time, Au Contraire, New Zealand National Sci-Fi and Fantasy Convention 2010, August 27 through 29, Quality Hotel, Cuba Street, Wellington, New Zealand. Visit aucontraire.org.nz for more. And going out on musical note, a new number from New Zealand's foremost ukulele and synthesizer Phil King collective, The Cousins of Mercy. Now, this one is about a show by Mr. Joss Whedon that was cruelly cut off in its prime by the morons at the Fox Network. No, not Firefly, the other one. Happy New Year. Someone to believe in you. Sign a backing singer, meet a kinky swinger, build yourself a Mary Sue.
In the dollhouse,
we build personalities.
In the dollhouse,
you can set your mind at ease.
In the dollhouse,
all your wounds will disappear.
In the dollhouse,
come on and sit down in the chair. With any crime,
in the dollhouse,
you'll just forget a treatment time.
In the dollhouse,
come on and sit down in the chair.
In the dollhouse, in the dollhouse.
We'll wipe you, we'll wipe you, we'll wipe you and call you Zulu. We'll wipe you, we'll wipe you, we'll wipe you and call you Zulu.
If they go erratic, we send them to the attic. We keep their brain backed up on fire. They go insane with style. From our secret location, we plot domination. Maybe soon we'll come for you. The ratings were a wreck, but we got the Fox execs, and that's how we got season 2.
In the dollhouse,
oh, we build personalities.
In the dollhouse,
you can set your mind at ease. Get away with any crime.
In the dollhouse,
you'll just forget a treatment time.
In the dollhouse,
come on and sit down in the chair.
In the dollhouse, in the dollhouse.
We'll wipe you, we'll wipe you, we'll wipe you and call you Zulu. We'll wipe you, we'll wipe you, we'll wipe you and call you Zulu.
Who, me?
Look, I'm
afraid of the machinery. Okay, look, man, look, I'm not gonna have you put my brain on a wedge. Especially not that guy. He's got a little bit of appropriate starch. And I think he just looks really dodgy. No, wait. Okay, back now.
Hotel, we'll wipe you. We'll wipe you. you, we'll write you and call you.